B-Pod Studios.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Robbie Landis, and Checkpoint XP's own Nintendo Defender, Weird Beard.
I hope they give me a cape for that because I feel like a real jerk having to defend Nintendo lately.
I know. They're up to some no good things here.
Well, I mean, you say that as if that's a new thing. Like, the one thing you learn from being a Nintendo Defender and a Nintendo stan is that, like, you're essentially a Dallas fan in football. Ooh. Everybody hates you. Your team abuses you quite a bit, but like it's just the lot you were given in life. And I mean, it even comes into this latest news that we're talking about with Nintendo banning Big House.
Let's see what you have to say about this. We'll actually get to the Big House ban in a minute here, but the first thing that I want to talk about is Nintendo put out a blog post. They put out some rules and guidelines for companies and organizations to follow when playing their games. Specifically, this comes off the heels of, Animal Crossing has had a phenomenal year.
It's huge.
It's been everywhere. President-elect Joe Biden has his own island. I know AOC did an event with Animal Crossing Island. If you remember,
celebrities have been playing it.
Yeah, back earlier in the year, too, the Detroit Lions put out a video.
That's how they announced the season schedule.
That's right. And so Nintendo doesn't entirely like what's been going on here. And so they put out these rules and regulations that they should follow. And here's some of them. They said, please be aware of the game rating. Do not engage in activities that go beyond the rating. So, Belle Delphine, stay away from Animal Crossing.
Uh-oh.
This is your first warning. Please refrain from using the game inappropriately or creating any content within the game that would be considered vulgar or discriminatory. And please do not leverage a game as a marketing platform that directs people to activities or campaigns outside the game. And they also specifically say, do not bring politics into the game.
I wonder if that's what it's all about, is the politics and the politicians getting involved.
That's probably the big one.
I feel like Nintendo, because they're a big Japanese company, and I feel like they probably want to keep their games and their politics very separate.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only that, but Nintendo is like a megacorp, right? Like, mm-hmm. they want all the money for the least amount of, like, people being mad at them for taking all the money.
Yes. Yes.
So, like, and you know, especially that there are certain people out there that will absolutely see, like, let's say, a Joe Biden thing in the game and mm-hmm. think that Nintendo was the one who did it.
Trust me, mm-hmm. I deal with a lot of that being on another radio show when there's any kind of campaign commercials played, so.
So Animal Crossing is, like, it was the savior of, I think, the first lockdown pandemic here.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
everybody was playing Animal Crossing.
Everybody. But it's all, like, that wasn't the only game that was brought up in a political sense. They also had the Among Us thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, went on and played on Twitch Among Us, and then they were hacked. And they were they had those hackers in game.
That's right.
For weeks afterwards, that would pop into every single game that played. That was like Trump MAGA 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 MAGA.
And here's the thing:
AOC, I didn't even hear about that.
The AOC Among Us stream wasn't trying to get you vote one way or another. The whole idea was just vote. Whoever you're gonna vote for, just vote. And yes, retaliation from someone or another. A hacker was basically sending links out within the game to where if you clicked on it, it took you specifically to Trump propaganda.
And I think
that's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's sad that like in the year 2020, this is where we're at. But like, dude, you have to set the rules. Like, if you don't want to deal with the chaos that comes from it, I understand. I don't think that they're doing it because they're like, oh, we our preferred presidential nominee wasn't on Animal Crossing or anything like that. But I think that just like it's a
they just
headache.
Don't want to be involved.
Yeah, just neutral. I'm Switzerland.
Exactly. They're taking the Switzerland stance for the Animal Crossing. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We're just talking about how Nintendo put out guidelines for how to play and use their game if you're a business or an organization of some type. That's not the only thing that's got Nintendo's name in the headlines, is they're behind the cancellation of one of the biggest Smash Brothers tournaments in the Midwest. Robbie, let us know what happened.
Yeah, so the Smash tournament in question actually takes place in Michigan, in Detroit here, and it's called the Big House. And the Big House 10, despite being in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, had still found a way to happen. They were going to do all of their matches online until they got a cease and desist notice from Nintendo. And this is why. Super Smash Bros. Melee was never meant to be or be played online, but some enterprising individuals out there using a program called Slippy were actually able to create and improve netcode so that people could actually play it online. So now this tournament can happen regardless of it, right?
Now you have to remember, Melee is the one that has the cult status. There is a new
so
Nintendo
this isn't
Switch.
The Smash Brothers is currently right now that's super
correct.
Hot on the Switch.
Yes, so okay. That's Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Now Melee is the one that like...
It came out in 2001.
Yeah. It's like Back to the Future 2, right? Like, it's not the latest Back to the Future, but it's the one that all the Back to the Future fans are like, yo, that's the one.
Yeah. So obviously, Smash Brothers Ultimate would have still happened at this tournament as well, but they wanted Melee to happen because so many people love it.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're using a third-party tool to be able to host the tournament, and technically, in order to play the game on there, you're not using the actual Melee game. They're copied versions of it, which I guess then classifies them as pirated versions.
Okay.
So as a result, Nintendo's like, no, you can't have this tournament. You have to stop. Now they told Kotaku via an email. This is an email from Nintendo in regards to this whole thing. Said, we've partnered with numerous Super Smash Bros. Tournaments in the past and have hosted our own online and offline tournaments for the game, and we plan to continue to support in the future. Unfortunately, the upcoming Big House tournament announced plans to host an online tournament for Super Smash Bros. Melee that requires use of an illegally copied version of the game.
Shut up.
In conjunction with a mod called Slippy during their online event. Nintendo therefore contacted the tournament organizers to ask them to stop. They refused, leaving us no choice but to step in to protect our intellectual property and brands.
And now, here's what I have to say. This is garbage. I 100%. Love Nintendo, and I'm so... They're the most litigious. They're like Disney in how often they will sue people over dumb things just because they think that there could be a scintilla of a dollar around there.
Do you guys think that by having this tournament online with a third-party thing, that Nintendo's brand was in any way threatened?
No, but... Is it violating a rule that Nintendo has in place with using their software?
This is.
Oh my god!
Here's what
I have
to say.
Hey, you guys are the rules, guys. Like, hey, rules are rules. If you break a rule, you should get a ban. Like we talked earlier in the show.
That's Robbie. What I would say is way more about the fact that Nintendo loves punishing the people that love their games the most. Like those of you who are Nintendo stans are the ones who are the most hurt by the way Nintendo treats us. Like it's literally, like I said, it's.
I would also like to point out that per United States copyright law, it is entirely legal for you to back up your own copies of video games for personal use.
But is that what's being used to run the tournament? Their own personal copies of the game?
Okay.
I don't want to argue legal.
I'm just saying.
I think
this isn't cheating. Everyone's on the same page here except Nintendo.
Well, they're throwing that scary word, pirated software, around.
Yes. Super Smash Bros. Melee is in like a dire straits, right? They have such a diehard fan base, these people that love this game more than anything else.
And the pandemic's not doing them any favors because you normally have to play this in person if you're going to.
I'm so sick of Nintendo. They don't want to put together a competitive Smash League. They don't want to, you know, support their players.
Hold on. If they do, the problem is, if they do, it's going to be Ultimate. That's really on Nintendo's plate. If they have to adhere to all of their rules by the letter, then the Super Smash Bros. Melee scene has to die.
I base my opinions off somebody who knows what he's talking about. A friend of the show, Hungry Box, a guy that was actually featured in a Super Bowl ad earlier this year because he's such a big Smash Brothers gamer. He released a video that's titled "Just Save Melee Now."
Cyberpunk 2077 doesn't release until December 10th. So how are some people playing and streaming it already? We'll talk about that in a bit, because coming up next, Pokimane got everyone talking a few weeks ago when she limited the amount of money people could donate on her stream. Well, how did Dr. Lupo take it a step further? All that when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships have concluded and League is officially in the off-season. The LCS is expected to resume in late January or early February 2021. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we'd turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is now in doubt. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. Riot's Valorant First Strike tournament will lead us off in December, running December 3rd through the 6th. And speaking of Valorant, Riot announced the Valorant Champions Tour, a season-long series of competitions that'll be held next year. The Capcom Cup should have rounded out the year, but like so many events, has been pushed back into, you guessed it, 2021. We're coming up on the end of the major esports seasons at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.